music.
We play nothing. Nothing.
But power hit.
Now you dey make me go low. Now your body makes me sing.
Been on my head like a bandana. Banana.
91.3 FM.
Non-stop hits. All day. Every
day.
Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be an ordinary lover.
Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Democratic Union condemned government's decision to proceed with constitutional amendment. Bureaucracy and politicization in the delivery of public services irks NGO. Madagascar stripped ex-president Rajoelina of citizenship as former aide arrested for money laundering in international news. And in sports news, found Dynamo's coach also at Mutapa tossed CAF qualification.
And now, the Power FM News.
At front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Democratic Union DU President Akim Anthony Njofu has strongly condemned the government's decision to continue with constitutional amendment and the framework of Bill 7, describing the process as non-transparent, ill-timed and politically motivated. Commenting on the unveiling of the terms of reference for the Technical Committee on Constitution Amendment, Ms. Njofu expressed deep disappointment, questioning the government's insistence on pushing forward with the reforms despite repeated calls for broader citizen participation. According to Mr. Njofu, the ongoing exercise undermines public confidence because it is being driven by the executive branch rather than emerging from a people-led consultation process. For the process to be transparent, it must be initiated by sober, ordinary citizens, people who do not have any vested interest or bias, he stressed. He accused the government of limiting national dialogue by restricting discussions to issues contained within Bill 7, a move, he said, silences citizens' voices on broader constitutional concerns. Why is the government still limiting the issues to what is in Bill 7? We want the process to be open so that citizens can submit what they want included, not what the government wants to amend, he argued. The opposition leader further questions the credibility of the technical committee, saying it appeared to have been formed with preconceived conclusions. How can the public contribute when the technical committee already comes with its hands full? The process can never be transparent as long as it was not initiated by citizens, Mr. Jovo added. He also raised concerns about timing, citing the ongoing voter registration exercise and approaching 2026 general elections as key distractions that make meaningful participation impossible. We have only a few months to the general election. Everyone is focused on registering as a voter. It makes no sense to engage in such important process at this time. He did say, if the government means well, they should restart the process after the general elections. The People's Action for Accountability and Good Governance, PAG, has observed that increased levels of bureaucracy and politicization in the public services delivery is not only slowing development but also undermines citizens' rights to seek quality and timely services. Organization Executive Director Kazike Sakala says it was unfortunate that public service delivery in the country has declined under the current government compared to the past, when governments viewed service provision as a fundamental leadership responsibility. Speaking on Power FM, as Zambia marks her 61st independence anniversary, Mr. Sakala emphasized that the current systems have become burdened with excessive red tape, resulting in delayed or unequal access to essential services. He underscored that public services are closely linked to human rights, stressing that it is the government's obligation to ensure all citizens, regardless of their background, have access to quality and timely public services. Mbawala Member of Parliament Joseph Musanje has urged communities to approach the monitoring of the Constituency Development Fund CDF projects with a clear understanding of their roles and responsibilities to ensure accountability and effective project implementation. Mr. Musanje said while community monitoring plays a vital role in promoting transparency and accountability, it must be done in an informed and organized manner. He emphasized that before engaging in monitoring activities, communities should first understand what they are monitoring, develop clear terms of reference, and produce well-documented reports to guide decision-making by relevant authorities such as the CDF committee. Mr. Monsanji, however, expressed concern that in some instances, individuals undertake monitoring activities without proper guidance or authority, leading to confusion and misinformation. He advised communities to allow technical experts to perform their duties and only assess the quality of work only professional evaluations have been completed. Mr. Monsanji reiterated that structures community monitoring remains a cornerstone of ensuring that the CDF projects are implemented effectively, transparently, and in line with the community needs.
So if you're going to monitor, first understand what you're going to monitor. You know, after you understand what you're going to monitor, then you can now have clear terms of reference and make your report, and that report must reach the people that matter, you know, for example, the CDF committee, so that decisions are made based on your report. But some of the times, the way we have seen community monitoring is that some people will just wake up and say, no, this construction here is not okay, you know, and you take what did you have in terms of reference? No terms of reference. Somebody just wakes up and say, this is not going according to the way it should be. That it's important to let the experts do their job, and after they have done their job, you come and monitor and make your report.
Lukanga Ward Councillor in Kaperimposhi West First Cardenas Mwinga has described the ongoing developmental projects being undertaken under the Constituency Development Fund in her area as progressive and transformative. The civic leader said through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, the ward has recorded noticeable progress in infrastructure development, including the construction of schools, health posts, and water reticulation systems. She further revealed that with support from World Vision and other non-government organizations, several boreholes have been sunk. The development, she underscores, has improved access to clean water for